You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Daniela Lerma. Daniela is the wellness manager here on campus, and Florina is with HR, Human Resources. And we're here to talk about something that HR and wellness have been doing, I'm not sure if it's last couple of years, but it's been a while now. But there's stuff going on actually today as well. But first of all, I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us, Louie.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us here.
Now, let's start with you, Daniela, first. You are the wellness manager. Tell us a little bit about your job. What is a wellness manager?
I started this job in March, and basically we focus on bringing physical activities and a healthier lifestyle within campus for our faculty, staff, and students. We try to promote those activities for them throughout the year.
And sometimes, and correct me if I'm wrong, people, when I guess wellness has a better meaning or ring to it than if people say, okay, you need to go out and exercise. Because people sometimes, especially in this hot weather, people will make all kind of excuses. Well, I don't have the right shoes, or it's too hot right now, or before you know it, day's over, and you can do stuff. And I imagine that's what you all do as far as coaching them and getting them encouraged to do stuff.
Correct. And we also focus on healthy eating, active living. So wellness incorporates all of that, not just exercise.
Florina, with working with HR, I know in the past you all have sent wellness messages via email or your phone, whatever, about, you know, especially because here in El Paso, we have a lot of people with diabetes, and there are a lot of diabetes tips to go out and various things. Tell us about the role you being with HR play in all this.
Hi, Louie. Yes, you're correct. HR actually plays a big role in keeping the wellness right in everyone's workday. So we do focus on workplace wellness a lot with human resources, focus on setting up office ergonomics correctly so that with a lot of the sedentary jobs, unfortunately, we don't get up and walk around as much as we should. So we do focus on that a lot. We also have several lunch and learns that we're doing throughout the year to focus on diabetes awareness, cancer awareness. We team up with Danielle and the wellness program on just an array of different health and wellness activities that we can do on campus. Sometimes during the summer, it just gets so hot and you don't want to get up and walk around and you don't want to be as active as you should be. We try to just make it fun here on campus and just bring, you know, the fun out in wellness. And that's one thing that we wanted to kind of lead into. Today, we are having a Mining for Health. Danielle, you want to talk about that?
Yes. Part of our initiatives are wellness weekdays, and it's basically a summer event that we host for UTEP employees, faculty, and staff. And the kickoff is today with an event called Mining for Health. And it's a walk where employees get an opportunity to go through several stations on campus. And it's basically to promote walking within campus. So we have six stations, and they're included in Old Main, Centennial Plaza, Chemistry and Computer Science Building, the Health Sciences and Nursing Building, the Union Building, and the Campbell Building. What faculty and staff are encouraged to do is to visit as many stations as possible and get a stamp, a card stamped at each station, and they will be having an opportunity to win a prize depending on the number of stations that they attend at the end of this event.
So this is kind of like a scavenger hunt for adults.
Yes, it's a scavenger hunt. They're really not looking for anything, but it's to promote walking around campus. They get a card stamped, and they have an opportunity to win a prize depending on the stations that they attend.
Now, as Florina mentioned, this is going on right now as we speak, and think it kicked off at 10 o'clock. But for people who want to take part in this, where does it actually start, or do they go to any one of the stations that you mentioned?
They can go to any of the stations. It runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We do have a free yogurt bar at the Union, so it can be wrapped up with that yogurt bar closer to noon. So any station, they can go get a stamp card at any station and then just proceed to as many stations as they want to go to.
And I guess, you know, we've had people who work here on campus and say, wow, I didn't know this building existed, or I didn't know this happened, because we've expanded so much. And not only is this a way, I would imagine, to help people, you know, do some walking, but also find out more about the campus and what's going on.
Correct. Part of the packet they'll be getting is a little campus map. And that way they'll be instructed on where each building is. And this is an opportunity for them to walk around campus and know the UTEP campus.
And Louie, just wanted to add in, so not only do we have the Mining for Health going on today, but we've got several other dates of Wellness Weekday events throughout the summer. We've got June 19th, Yoga and Yogurt, so everyone can come out and do a yoga class and then enjoy some yogurt afterwards. On July 10th, we've got Tai Chi, extremely, extremely fun session. And then after that, we'll also have some lunches provided. And then last but not least, we've got some dancing, line dancing going on July 21st. Super, super fun events that we've got planned here over the summer. We'll be wrapping up the Wellness Weekdays on August 8th with some Health on the Move with our Arosti team over at the TRCC.
I may be jumping the gun here, Farina, but I know that as we were discussing before the program started, that it's getting to be time for enrollment, for insurance and stuff like that. But generally, you all have had a health fair out at the Centennial Plaza.
Yes.
Is this something that's part of the wellness program or through the enrollment?
We do team up with wellness. And absolutely, you're right. It is annual enrollment. It's that time of year again. So starting July 15th through the 31st, it is our annual enrollment period. So any of our faculty and staff will need to log in and make those annual enrollment elections. Along with annual enrollment, we are hosting an health fair that's actually going to take place in the TRCC this year, just because it was extremely hot last year. So we want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to come out and enjoy going to the different tables and seeing what we have to offer. So we moved that into the TRCC. That'll be on July 18th from 9 to 1:30. And then we here in Human Resources, we also will be doing several different mini sessions around campus. I think we have about 15 to 17 mini sessions planned. So we will go around to the different colleges and departments and make sure that everyone understands how to make those annual enrollment elections and how to log in and make any changes to their current elections if they wish.
And this is something, Daniela, that when they're making those selections, something may have changed from last year, whether you've been diagnosed with diabetes or, you know, something came on. But as Florina mentioned earlier, people can take advantage of some of the tips that UT Health System provides as far as eating right, exercising right. And through the wellness program, tell us a little bit about how people can find out more about wellness, about signing up for newsletters, about taking part in all these events.
As Torino mentioned earlier, there are some lunch and learn sessions scheduled throughout the year. We're working on planning out the lunch and learn sessions that start in the new academic year 2017-2018. And there will be sessions on preventive care. We also have social media, Facebook, Twitter. We provide health tips on there, kind of on a weekly basis, just to help our UTEP community, because it's aimed for students as well, learn more about health information, preventive care.
It's interesting that you mentioned social media and Facebook, because today, you know, somebody can get a brochure or give them a message and they'll go, okay, I'll read it later. But if it comes out on Facebook or Instagram, whatever, they'll read it immediately. And, you know, sometimes they'll go, wow, I didn't know that happened. And
yes,
they share it with somebody else.
Correct. And basically social media tends to be what students are focusing on right now. We do try to use our website as well to bring information for UTEP employees. But yes, we try to manage all of those communication means for everyone.
I'm not sure if you can answer this or not, but because we're on the topic of wellness and a lot of times people, you know, especially being so hot here, we have a great swimming pool. People would like to go swimming. What about the gym available for faculty and staff? Is that part of something they purchase when they enroll, or how does that work?
The Student Recreation Center here does offer a discount for UTEP faculty and staff. The students that the student recreation, there's a fee for students so they can all attend. But for faculty and staff, if they do enroll in the start of the fiscal year, which is September, it is about $19 per month for the whole fiscal year, which is September to August. So it's a great deal. I think UTEP employees should take advantage of that. It has a wonderful swimming pool. The facility is great. So I think they should even take the time to go visit if they're not familiar with the Student Recreation Center.
And sometimes people like to exercise alone, do things alone because they're listening to music, a book, whatever. But there's also that competitive spirit sometimes. People want to be on a team. And I know in the past you all have had teams, wellness teams, where people from a department get together or go walking together or meet somebody. Is that something that is still encouraged? Because sometimes you don't want to go out there and walk alone, especially when it's so hot. And if you get a team member, you know, hey, let's walk to go get our lunch and come back or whatever.
Correct. We do offer, for UTEP faculty and staff, we do offer a lunchtime yoga. There's also the UT system Living Well challenges that they can participate in. And those are a friendly competition. Basically, is based on physical activity. Right now, we're working on the one that we're going to be launching in fall that's going to incorporate physical activity, water consumption, and sleep patterns. So those are great opportunities for employees to be part of that and to kind of compete with other colleagues.
It's interesting. It's something that has to be said all the time because we hear sometimes parents telling children, make sure you drink water. But we tend to ignore it sometimes as adults. We don't drink as much water and don't realize that how important that is, especially with this weather we have out there.
Correct. We do try to get that message out to the students. We recently moved into the Student Health Center, which is now the Student Health and Wellness Center. So we are working with the Student Health Center to try to reach out to students and just giving them health tips, especially for the summer as well, and pointing out the importance of having a healthy lifestyle.
So the Wellness Center itself, do people need to make an appointment? Can they just walk in? Or tell us a little bit more about the center.
They can walk in. I'm always available as well via email. It's wellness@utep.edu. They can send me an email in case they have any questions. We are located where the Student Health Center is, which is at the Union East Building, room 100. There's a door specifically for the wellness program. So sure, they can just go into the office and we can provide information for them.
Florida, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit more about perhaps what UTEP has to offer to, you know, their faculty and staff, because a lot of times, as we mentioned earlier, it's enrollment period and people just check and not realize what changes are available, what may benefit you more, because wellness is also part of, you know, staying healthy and not worrying about whether you have that coverage or don't have that coverage, all of the above.
Absolutely, Louis, you're correct. UTEP actually, our UT system as a whole, actually has a very robust benefit package for our benefit-eligible faculty and staff. And those benefits are also extended to any dependent immediate family member, so that would be spouse or children. We do a great job in making sure that all the employees know that they have these insurances. It ranges from medical, dental, vision, all the way to short and long-term disability and life insurance. We team up with the wellness program often to provide a lot of condition management through our Blue Cross Blue Shield. We have an awesome flexible savings account where they can also shelter pre-tax dollars from their paycheck and utilize that to purchase maybe a gym membership or enroll their children into some sort of summer camp. So the resources are out there, and we are, Danielle and as well as myself, we're out there freely available to give any information that they need. One thing that I just want to keep in mind or have everyone keep in mind is that if there's ever a question on benefits, please don't hesitate to, like Daniela said, email us, give us a call. We have several benefit representatives in the Human Resource Department, and also myself and Daniela are also available.
One of the things you just mentioned, and I guess people might wonder about that, or have wondered, and now you answered it, people can use the FlexNet to purchase a gym membership?
Flexible spending, absolutely. We have the flexible spending account. The only thing that they'll need is some sort of letter from their physician saying that it is required for them to go to the gym, which pretty much any doctor will agree that you do need to go to the gym. So they just need a gym membership. It's a letter that's requiring them to purchase a gym membership, and then they can utilize that for their flexible spending account.
Tell us a little bit more about what's going on today.
Well, we wanted to invite everybody to join us. We'll be at the stations until 1 p.m. today. We want to encourage everyone to just take a break, get up, and do a little walking, even if it's just one station. Every step counts. So we're really excited that we're holding this event today. It's open to every faculty and staff member on campus, and you do not need to register. So if you decide to just take a break today, you can stop at any station, pick up a card, and visit as many stations as you would like, just to add a little bit of healthiness to your day today.
And of course, right now we're at the radio station, but it's not one of the stations. So if you wouldn't mind sharing with us, what are the stations again?
Sure. The one that everybody knows is probably the Centennial Plaza, which is at the center of campus. And then there's the old main building. There's the Chemistry and Computer Science Building, Health Sciences and Nursing Building, the Union Building and the Campbell Building, which is a mile off campus on Campbell Street.
So if they do that one, they can get a card and then take a bus back, right? No, I'm just kidding. No. That would be cheating.
We encourage walking, but yes, they can do
that. Again, give us the website or the email that people can go to find out more about wellness and also about HR.
Sure. The email will be wellness@utep.edu. And if we focus on wellness weekdays, they can find more information on www.utep.edu/wellnessweekdays.
And for benefits, they can go to the benefits email address at benefits@utep.edu or email HR at HRS, Human Resource Services, @utep.edu.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us here.
We've been visiting with Daniela Lerma and Florina Barnett. Daniela is the wellness manager here on campus, and Florina is with Human Resources. Thank you very much for being with us again. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Kim Garcia. Our producer is Daniel Paulus. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.